AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a second edition this half hour of A Community Connection. And I get the opportunity to talk a little bit with Sean Hennessy, and not to be confused with Sean Hannity, but and we're talking Bartlesville Film Society in the next upcoming segment in just about 2 weeks or so. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. After a fun week of OK Mozart and great music there, and then I get to talk about people running for office and get them in here. But Turn to the Arcs with you this morning, and the next installment of the Bartlesville Film Society. Let's see, you started off with a classic Casablanca. You got to a classic mixture of film and animation with Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and this one, just about the time we thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Yeah, we are going to be showing Jaws at the Heritage Theater in Dewey on July 8th at 7 o'clock. Jaws is kind of the ultimate summer movie. It was the first summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's right after the 4th of July, so it's, you know, associated with the time period. And everybody loves it. So.
It is. And it just, I think the images that are part of that film just... Some photographic ground that was new. Steven Spielberg's music in there just added to the score all the way around, and a great cast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been called one of the greatest films of all time, which is strange because it's kind of a little genre picture.
You know, I'm not sure where it is on the best 100, but yeah. I will agree. It broke a lot of ground. Yeah,
It broke a lot of ground. It was considered the first major blockbuster motion picture of all time, which, you know, based on who you talk to, could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
But Jaws is one of the, it introduced Steven Spielberg to the world, which Steven Spielberg is, you know, the most commercially successful director of all time, certainly.
Yeah.
And one of the most prolific directors of all time. And, you know, one of the reasons we chose Jaws is because it's a lot of fun. And it's another picture that blends a variety of different genres. And that's something that's kind of a trend this year. You know, it's a horror movie, but it's also an adventure movie. It's a mystery in some regards. It's a character piece in some regards.
Yeah.
It's also a special effects, big budget action picture, you know.
A robot shark, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And even in the 70s, you know, the shark, for the most part, still stands up.
So. Yeah, it does. And well, I think in many cases, because the special effects, blue screen, green screen, okay, they were kind of being developed, but nobody was really using it yet.
Right.
And so he was doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we're going to talk about at our screening. In case you've never been, our screenings consist of a brief introduction before the film, and then we show the picture, and then afterwards we do some more discussion, and I do a Q&A. I'm a former film critic. I wrote a movie a week, 1 Year of Great Films, which was released back in 2013. And we're going to talk specifically about the style of Jaws and the way Spielberg builds suspense by not showing things versus showing things.
Right, which to me is he takes a page from Hitch, leads you right up to the edge of it, and then in this manner or that manner, you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
but it's not spurting at you.
Exactly, and like a lot of one thing that a lot of people don't realize, you don't see Bruce the shark in Jaws until about an hour and 10 minutes into the movie.
Yeah,
you know, the first hour of the movie is essentially a horror picture, but it's all underneath the water. It's all underneath the scenes. You may see the results of the shark, but you don't see the shark in of itself. So it allows your imagination to kind of picture this beast. And then, you know, you kind of see it later in the movie. But I think that's really the brilliance of it. You know, a movie today would just show the shark within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I disagree, but you're right. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely. I think you've deprived the audience of the whole suspense, the whole lead up to character development of the shark, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I think Spielberg does something in all of his films that takes the audience by the hand and said, here, I got something I want to show you.
Yeah, he does do that. He is very manipulative of his audience.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, you know, film inherently is manipulative.
Sure.
So, you know, he just mastered one of the, you know, tenets of the medium, in my opinion. So, but yeah, it also is probably one of the most famous scores of all time. John Williams' score is masterful.
Yeah.
He won the first of 5 Oscars with that score. And, you know, I can't think of any other score out there where you can just hear three notes and you can automatically think of a movie associated with those three notes.
Yeah, maybe the shower scene, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's definitely more than one.
Oh, sure. But actually, it's only two notes. That little chromatic, you know, right away what's going on. You know.
Exactly.
And that's what makes it fun. John Williams, I think his first film was Family Plot, and he has made a career out of film music, although I remember playing stuff by John Williams when I was in junior high band.
Yeah.
But he has stepped in, and every film seemingly that he's done the score for has been an iconic film.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
He just has a way of evoking very primitive emotions, primal emotions, and correlating it with what's on the screen. And he's a genius. I mean, you know, he is just as brilliant as, you know, some of the classic composers. Mm-hmm. And I know in 100 years, people will probably still be listening to his music.
Sure. The melodies are things that you can, you know, walk out of the theater humming. And that's a success of a film score. If you don't remember it, then why is it? The mix between the music and the film didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing that's enjoyable about coming to our screenings, we all understand that anybody can watch Jaws anytime they want. You know, we live in the age of the internet. You can go on Amazon Instant Video or Netflix and watch it within 5 minutes from listening to this if you want to.
Yeah.
But the biggest
screen that most of us have maybe is, what, 60 inches?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. We're doubling that, and we're also giving great discussion after the movie. We're going to talk about how it was made. It was one of the most tumultuous productions ever.
Yeah.
You know, it almost didn't get made. It went massively over budget. Massively over schedule. And if you actually watch any of the making of documentaries or read any about the making of that film, it was all shot on the ocean.
Yeah.
Which is extremely difficult.
Directors don't like to do that. They want to be able to control what's going on.
Exactly. Shot on location, on the ocean for the most part. Very few blue screens. Practical effects. And it's just as effective today as it was, you know, over 30 years ago.
And I think those of us who are contemporary of the first time we saw that film, it brings us back to that, the smell of the popcorn. It brings us back to sitting in that seat that who knows how many times it's been sat in before, but we were gone because it was going to be a good film.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping that people that have never gotten to experience Jaws or have never seen the picture make it out. It's completely free to the public. It's on July 8th. And, you know, my goal is to have as many screams in that audience as possible that night.
And I would be willing to wager a Coke that there are a lot of people who say, no, I never saw it. Even when it was, you know, coming out first run in the theater.
Right.
And maybe the only time that they've actually seen it is on a 27-inch screen or something.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
It's just not the same.
Yeah, not at all. One thing, you know, that I think we're going to take pride in is we are going to be showing the restored version of Jaws. Now, when I say restored, I don't mean re-edited or revised.
This is not a director's cut.
No.
You simply have taken the film and tried to take it back to the original state.
Correct. And I will say that the new print of Jaws, the new version, is absolutely breathtaking. I wasn't there, you know, in 1975 when it was released, but I've seen various versions of the film, you know, on VHS and on different mediums in the past, and it looks great. So if you want to see one of the great movies and probably one of the finest quality prints you can, come on out. We really look forward to having you.
And since we haven't mentioned yet, come out to where?
We do our screenings currently at the Heritage Theater up in Dewey. It's a great spot. They have a full restaurant. They have a full bar.
Mm-hmm.
They do food service at the table. I will say that if you plan on eating dinner there, you might want to arrive a little bit early to make sure that you get your meal before the film starts.
Because three or four other people, or more like 20, 30, or 40 other people are going to do the same thing.
Exactly. You know, you might have 40 people coming in at once, so try to come in as early as possible. Seating is also first come, first served. But, you know, if you want to kick back, enjoy some amazing food, Giz, the owner of the Heritage Theater, is a great cook. Enjoy some amazing food, enjoy some cocktails, enjoy some drink specials. Come on out. I will mention, you know, I wouldn't want to forget this, but Jaws is rated PG, but I would definitely say it's too intense for younger viewers.
Yeah.
So be mindful. It's not necessarily a family-friendly film, and we wouldn't want anybody to be, you know, upset or, you know, leave the screening, you know, traumatized.
Yeah. Mom and dad, again, making those choices, hopefully, whether to bring the youngsters along or to at least be prepared to talk about prior to the film what they might see. And oh, and by the way, that's fake blood.
Yeah, absolutely. Jaws is one of those films that was released prior to the PG-13 rating mm-hmm. being released.
Right.
So, you know, today, Jaws would be definitely a hard PG-13, if not an early R. But back then, it was PG, and a lot of people don't.
G-PG-RX, that's all we had.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people may not realize that Jaws is a pretty scary movie.
Yep.
And so, you know, just be mindful whenever you come.
Okay. And so it's going to be coming up on July 8th, 7 o'clock at the Heritage Theater. And you're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
If there's the one question in mind that people will be asking you, what will be you think will be the big question that everybody will want to know at the end?
To clarify, about Jaws or about the screening process in general?
Well, I was thinking about Jaws, but yeah. I'll go either way.
I would say how they filmed in the water and making it look seamless.
Yep.
I would say people are going to ask about the creation of the shark,
mm-hmm.
you know, how Stan Winston and his people actually built the device. A lot of people don't realize there's actually three of them.
Right.
And I know for a fact people are going to want to know about the history of Jaws and its impact on the industry as a whole.
Come ask your questions. It'll be fun.
Yeah, come ask questions and hopefully learn something about a movie that you may love. And if you know somebody that hasn't seen Jaws,
bring them along.
Please bring them along.
Thanks, Sean.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
Bartlesville Film Society. See you on the 8th.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.